SpaceX keeps setting milestones, and this evening they'll launch an all-civilian crew, or can you call them a crew if they're just along for the ride, I guess, but into space aboard Dragon spacecraft. And joining us with details is CBS correspondent Peter King. He's at the Kennedy Space Center. Hi, Peter.
Good morning, and yeah, we do call them a crew, even though they are basically passengers in an all-automated, automatic pilot spacecraft.
And so this is going to be, how long will this flight be, and will they actually be in space?
Oh, my God, yes. They'll be very much in space, 360 miles up, and that's higher than any human spacecraft has gone since the last Hubble servicing mission, the Hubble Space Telescope, back in 2009. They'll be 100 miles higher than the International Space Station flies. 360 miles, you can see a whole lot from there.
So tell us about some of the folks that are going to be a part of this crew. Obviously, they're all novices, but what are their backgrounds?
Well, we should mention that this is a flight that is based on raising money for charity. In this case, St. Jude's Children's Hospital. The goal is to raise $200 million through this space flight, bringing awareness to childhood cancer and what St. Jude's does. And the benefactor is also the mission commander, Jared Isaacman. He paid a reported $200 million for the mission. He's also donated $100 million to St. Jude. So we start with him. One of the crew members is Haley Arsenault, who is a physician's assistant at St. Jude's Hospital. 29 years old. At age 10, she was treated for childhood cancer there. And this is part of the inspiration message, if you will, because they're trying to show that childhood cancer can be beat, or beaten, if you will, and that people can go on to wonderful, productive, and fulfilling lives. The other two passengers, Cheyenne Proctor, who's 51, she once applied to be an astronaut at NASA, and Chris Dombrowski, a one-time space camp counselor and space camp camper, who is an engineer with Lockheed Martin. Two of the four won contests to fly on this mission, so it's certainly a different animal.
Yeah, and one of those, I believe the last passenger or crew member that you mentioned was from our backyard, Everett Washington, an aerospace worker here in Washington State.
You're absolutely right. He is an engineer, and he is, you know what, it's fun to watch him speak because he's like a little kid on Christmas Day, but I think you could say that about all four of them.
And at this point, all systems go, and things look good for this launch. It's scheduled for 5.02 p.m. our time, Pacific time, 8.02 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. Launch forecast is 80% favorable, and it's a really good thing that they've decided on an evening launch window. Keep in mind that here in Florida, we get afternoon thunderstorms all the time. By the time the sun starts to go down, the winds die down, the storms tend to clear out, and it looks like we'll have a perfect night for launch. And, you know, who knows? I know this is an East Coast launch, and this means nothing to you guys. But, you know, for anybody up and down the East Coast, they might get a nice view of it if it's a clear night all the way up.
Yeah. Well, once again, this SpaceX launching this all-civilian crew aboard the Dragon spacecraft this evening. CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center with us this morning. Thanks so much, Peter.
Hey, thank you for having me on.